This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity.
A sheriff investigates a case involving a young child found near the site of a mysterious accident, or maybe even a crash. We're not sure what it is. She then takes her home to help her recover from the incident. That's the premise of a new series on ABC called Emergence, which features a talented cast that sat down to talk about it at San Diego Comic-Con. The showrunners and creators are Michelle Fazekas and Tara Booters.
Every time we start development season, we try to find sort of like what we want to kind of tackle. And this year, or when we were going through this development season, we got really kind of touchstones of Spielberg and like Close Encounters and E.T. and the type of movies that we grew up on that always dealt with sort of like a family who is kind of has a...
This is like an extraordinary thing happening to a regular family. And because we always like movies and shows where it's like it's our world, except there's one magic thing in the world.
So that this idea kind of came out of that sort of just touchstones.
And the idea of a police officer finding a kid and sort of taking the kid in is based on a real story of a woman that my husband worked with, where her mom was a LAPD and responded to some horrible crime, and there's a 5-year-old kid there, and she just takes the kid in and adopts her and raised her. And so I loved that as a, to start a story with that character where you like instantly are like, I love this person, not because she's so like Mother Teresa, but she just does it as a matter of, well, this is the right thing to do and the practical thing to do, so I'm just going to do that. And she doesn't really think about it that much.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
They had to map out the series and develop it in the writer's room.
When we came in and we pitched this as a series, we knew we needed to know where we were going. And we kind of pitched sort of like what we thought the direction for the first 3 seasons would be. And, you know, having the writer's room has been incredible to be able to take those ideas and expand them. And kind of, we want to make sure that we are giving the audience enough information because, you know, it's, you don't want to feel like you're being kind of jerked around like in the storytelling. But I also think that the other part of the story that's different is the family, and telling the family stories within this mystery is something that we were excited about trying to do because we like blending the genres.
You have to know where you're going. I think it's a big mistake to sort of get into this and set up a bunch of stuff and not know where you're going. And you know, we've run our own shows for a few years now, so I think we've sort of figured out, you know, you can sort of figure out what the arcs are for the first few episodes and then know where you're going, and things can get pulled up or changed and better ideas win, but
we've been really lucky. I mean, we've had fairly good experiences throughout our career, whether we were working for somebody like Joss Whedon and Dollhouse or running our own show and running Agent Carter or Kevin. I think you just always try to take and build on those experiences and try to always make it a better one because it'll make a better TV show. Yeah.
With memory loss part of the story, is there a portion where during the course of the series certain bits of her memory will come back?
Sure.
Yeah.
And is that all? I guess you had to map all of that out.
It's definitely something we've talked about. Yes.
Yeah.
What about the heart of this show?
What I was surprised about, like I think certainly the scenes between Alison Tolman and Alexa and Joe, the cop and the little girl, are amazing. But for instance, I was really surprised at how much I love scenes between Allison and Donald, and how much you sort of root for them. And their relationship is they're recently divorced, and they don't really quite know how to be divorced yet. Like they haven't figured out how to act yet, It's a little messy, which I kind of like and want to keep in there. So I loved seeing them in scenes together. So that's going to be another place to have a story. I think Clancy Brown and his scenes with Alexa are great. So we've got a lot of nice relationships to play. I think that right now it's, you know, the relationship between Joe and Piper.
plugging in the actors to play those roles.
We had a great meeting with Allison Tolman, and one of her first questions was, am I going to have to wear a uniform? We said, no, it's fine, you do not have. And Donald auditioned, and sort of within under, like, you sort of think you know Donald, because he was in a sitcom, and you think, oh, I don't know that he's right, and then he came in under 10 minutes, you're like, oh, he just got the part. Like, he was so good.
We made an offer as soon as he left the room. It was like, he's perfect. And their chemistry is undeniable. I mean, the hardest part is casting kids.
Yeah.
You know, and finding kids who can be natural. And we were really, really lucky with
both of ours. I mean, they're great. And they're nice.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is nice, which is,
yeah.
But the girls, like, actually really love each other and are very sweet with each other.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
I miss Agent Carter.
Right on down.
Thank you. So do we. We love that show.
Although with the last movie, we're kind of getting complicated.
I know. We're still on a tax exchange with all of those actors.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I love it.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
We look at the two central characters, the Sheriff Joe, played by Allison Tolman, and Alexis Winton's It's Piper, Little Girl Lost. They talk about being on the series and their Comic-Con experience.
Okay, so to the first question, how excited I am to be on the show. I'm pretty stoked. I have been on other shows, like I've been on Billions, and I am on Billions, but the thing is that people are all very nice. It's not like, they're not going to try to like shoo you away. They're going to actually take you in, and they're going to be very nice to you, as you could not see, because we do not have any of that.
We have no chemistry.
But the rest of us do.
And also, like, you've been on shows, but this is like your show.
This is pretty
much... We're big on that billboard outside.
If you look over that way, there is a giant thing, and it is pretty creepy.
Our faces are giant.
I know, like a billion times bigger, like the size of this table.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm pretty excited. And then for Comic-Con, I'm really excited about this part because I've been trying to go to Comic-Con for, 3 years? But we've always been too late to get the passes. So this is pretty amazing because I don't even have to pay for the passes. They're free. Because I get to do
everything. Because you're at work.
I am at work. Really, really, really fun and catered work.
Fun catered work. Amazing.
So what about her, finding her, that makes you want to take her in and care for her? What is it about her?
You know, I think one of the things I really like about Jo is that she is like, you know, she's a mother and she's very caring, but that's not all that she is. She's not driven by her like maternal instincts. I think she's just like a good, decent person. And, you know, she says repeatedly throughout what we've read of the series so far, she says, what else am I supposed to do? Like, this kid needs help. She needs someone. I don't know what else to do. So I think she's just acting based on her, like, common decency of that there's a kid who needs help, who needs a parent, who needs an advocate, and she's going to rise to the occasion and do that.
Allison?
Yeah.
You know what else she could do?
What?
She could leave him to be taken. She could be taken. She could leave Piper to be taken.
But I'm glad she doesn't, because now we have a series.
We do have a series now. I mean, you could also write a series about finding Piper again, but that would just sort of be boring.
Yeah. I feel like we would really lose something there in translation.
We really would.
How do they balance things in relation to their relationship and also the bigger picture?
I think that it's really evenly weighted.
I think that it's pretty even, except for the fact that Piper thinks that she's like probably the only person in the world that she can trust.
Piper thinks that about Joe?
Yeah. Whereas I have a family, a giant, big Russian
family. No, I think he's saying that, like, within the storytelling, is it a good balance between Joe and Piper getting to know each other and us figuring out, and the audience figuring out answers to the mystery?
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job of balancing it.
I think that on a scale, they would be exactly the same.
Like this.
No, it would be...
And then it's like, that's perfect, like that. It's just even like that.
Like,
that's a little illustration for you guys.
So what's it like to play somebody that loses their memory?
It's quite easy. A little fun, actually. Obviously, the writing is amazing. So it's if it has amazing writing, you sort of don't need to know it because you think that it sort of just it fits perfectly. It feels like a puzzle, like how the red, black, and white fits perfectly on this purse.
Wow, you are good at illustrations.
So deep.
I mean, I'm gonna need a minute because my mind has been blown right now.
But, I mean, I don't really know a lot about this character because they haven't really told me a lot. Mm-hmm. They haven't really told anyone a lot.
I know more than you do. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Not really. I mean, we were in the same room where they told us everything.
We know quite a few secrets.
We know basically the same exact thing.
Yes.
Which is little compared to what there actually is.
Yeah.
But it's quite fun. Kids are funny, surely. Just like use that little part. It's quite fun.
But did you make a purchase when you got your first acting job? Were you like, I'm gonna buy
three.
Whatever? Did you get to buy anything with it? Did you go to Build-A-Bear or something?
No.
No?
But I do remember, I could tell you about this year. Well, in 2018, I was in a play, which is actually where I got this fancy. It was called Make Believe. And it was about the 80s and about this family. And so I had to get these things, but I got a pretty decent paycheck for a play. It was only 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent it on the Mean Girls play, and I got second row seats.
That's a good splurge.
And VIP. And splurge. VIP passes to see the backstage.
Yeah. I know we were talking about my label maker earlier.
Yeah.
This is a true story. I was like, after Fargo, I was like in a Staples for buying something. And I was like, oh, label makers. I've always wanted a label maker. And there was this moment where I was like, guys, I could buy that label maker. And you know what? I did. Isn't that weird? That's my first big ticket item.
Absolutely not. I did the same thing.
It was just like the luxury of being like, I've always wanted that thing. And then I did. I bought it. I went a little label crazy.
Until next time, this is Tony Tolato. Thanks for listening.